Now, an expert says New Zealand can be confident about COVID-19 case numbers dropping. The number of new daily community cases dropped below the 3,000 mark yesterday for the first time since late February. University of Auckland computational biologist David Welsh is with us. Kia ora.
Kia ora, Susie.
So we can be confident in these numbers?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we've seen a consistent trend of dropping case numbers, and the 7-day average is down at about 4,500. And yeah, that again is as low as we've seen since February. There may be a little less reporting now than there was a while ago, but there's no strong sign anywhere else of that. So yeah, I think it's in terms of case numbers, it's looking pretty good.
And this is in relation also to hospitalisation numbers. How are they tracking?
Well, they're still elevated. I mean, really, we're about this level of case numbers around mid-June. And, yeah, there are about 40% fewer hospitalisations at that point. They're still fairly elevated, as are deaths. I think a lot of that comes down to just the cohort who's getting infected at the moment. We're still seeing a much older cohort being infected, and because the risk, really of serious illness rises exponentially with age, quite a small change in the sort of age distribution of cases can significantly alter the number of hospitalizations.
Are people still uploading their test results, though? I mean, how confident are we that these are, these numbers bear some sort of relation to what's actually going on in the community?
Yeah, so there are a couple of other sources of information out there. There's the wastewater sampling, which is showing a similar trend. And then there's a number of groups which are regularly tested. I think border workers are still regularly tested, whether they're symptomatic or not. And they're showing, reduced numbers as well. So, yeah, there may be, a little bit less under-reporting, so we can't be, we can't probably very precisely compare different dates, but it's a pretty clear trend.
Does that therefore mean then that we are coming to the point where this will tail off to some extent, probably not to nothing, but it will tail off, and that the health system and the pressure that, of course, had been placed on the health system will also ease?
Yeah, I think it does. I mean, as well as coming to the being in the tail end of this wave, we're also coming out of the sort of height of the flu season as well. Both of those things that make a difference to the pressure on the health system.
And beginning to head towards warmer weather. I mean, it doesn't really feel like it at the moment, but as the year goes on, I guess we're getting closer to spring and summer. What is that likely to bring?
Well, I think the main thing that we've seen driving these waves around the world is not so much change in season, that sort of thing, but really the emergence of new variants. While good weather does make it easier to, maintain good ventilation, crack a window or leave the door open or something, the main driver of new waves really seems to be a new variant out there. And luckily at the moment, it doesn't look like there's anything particularly threatening on the horizon. The variant mix that is out there is fairly familiar, different types of Omicron, BA2, BA4 and BA5, and none of them look like they're going to, turn things around and create another wave.
Interesting times. Thank you very much. David Welsh there from the University of Auckland.